Sam Klein Omax Health. My name is Brittany. May I please have the first and last name?
It's Deborah Loveless.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
All right. Let's see. There we go. Finally got it up now.
Okay.
And can you verify your address, please?
40 McCray Road, Plains, Montana. 59859.
Thank you. So locate an account for the Cryo Freeze Extra Strength Roll-On. How can I assist you?
Well, I received two of them, and I only ordered one.
Let's see. That's odd, because I only see where you only ordered one. Let me see here.
They were in two separate packages. The last one of my kids bought one for me.
Now, that's a possibility. Let's see, because I see where you ordered one on April the 22nd, but you should have already gotten that one by now.
No, I didn't. Well, I just got both of them yesterday in the mail.
Let's see. Okay, so you ordered one on April the 22nd, and then, let's see, that's the only time I see where you ordered it. Let me see here. Because one of your children probably bought you one.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, so how much was the charge?
Do you know can you verify one of your children's name?
Well, I have several, but Heather, would it be a Heather Pearson or Stephen Todd Pearson? Or those would probably be the only two that would have ordered it.
Listen.
Do you have a name there?
No, ma'am, I just put in your last name there's a bunch of people with your last name, so I'm just going through here to see.
Well, they're not Loveless. My kids are most of them. Yeah,
okay.
My married, and their last name is different.
Okay, so you say it could be a Heather Pierce?
Pearson.
P-E-R?
No, P-E-A-R-S-O-N.
Does she work at a law firm?
She did.
Okay, let's see. Okay, that was from almost, that was almost 3 years ago.
Yeah, well, then that wasn't her. And then the only other one that would probably have ordered it would be Stephen Todd Pearson.
Is it S-T-E-V-E-N or P-H?
P-H-E-N.
And what is your address again?
40 McCray Road, Plains, Montana. 59859.
That's not it.
Well, what did they charge me? Or what did you guys charge me?
It shows that we've only charged you the $39.95, but none of your children's names is popping up in our system. The only one that did was from 3 years ago, and there was no activity on that account.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, I don't know. Then I guess the mistake was on your end. So what can we do about it?
Yeah, so
I can't afford to have two charges.
Yes, no, just be one moment, okay? I'm going to speak with my manager.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm still here, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, Mel, thank you for holding. So I went over here because I noticed it shows that you had three orders, and I clicked on it, and it shows that you was chart that you had placed one of them at 6:37 a.m., and then it shows that you went back on again on, at 6:38 p.m., and you placed a second order.
Well, how can that be? Because I remember looking at the product, but I never ordered it. And then I talked to my kids about it, and they said, yeah, you should get that. So I went back in and ordered one, but I never ordered two. And 6:37 a.m., I mean, I'm asleep in bed in the morning.
Okay. Let me see here.
And it never pulled up the first time. I was only just looking at the product. I hadn't ordered anything yet. And it never showed a total or a checkout or any of that. And I never put in a credit card the first time.
Yes, yeah, so I'll just be one moment, okay?
Okay.
And we'll speak with my manager, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for holding.
Not that many younger people in our branch. Most of them are older.
I'm still here, okay, ma'am? I do apologize. I'm speaking with my manager.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for holding. I'm still here, okay, ma'am? My manager's looking into it, but as of right now, from what I'm seeing on my side, is that you had ordered two products. You had ordered two of the same thing for $39.95 each.
That doesn't make any sense, as I never went to the checkout. All I did was look at the product, and then I talked to my kids about it, and then I went back in and ordered it. Only one time.
Okay. Yes, and this one just be one more moment, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, ma'am, so thank you for holding. So I spoke with my manager, and she also advised me that you placed the order for the same product using two different cards.
Two different cards?
Yes, ma'am. So there's a there was a card ending in 3401, and then the other card was ending in 9737.
What in the world? That makes
Do you know those two card numbers?
I'm familiar with the 9737, but that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
What about the 3401? Do you think your children done it?
No, because my kids are all grown. I live alone. Yeah.
Okay.
That is really confusing to me. I don't know what to think. Well, what do I do? I mean, send it back or what?
It'll just be one moment. You don't have to send it back, but you'll be paying $39.95 for each one of them.
No, I don't have I live on a fixed income. I'm in my 70s. I can't afford two of them.
Yes, that'll just be one moment.
All right.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So my manager did advise me that I can provide you a 50% refund on one of them, and you can keep both of them.
Okay. So what would that refund be then?
Let's see. There'll just be one moment. We'll do the math for you, okay?
Okay.
It'll be a refund of $19.97.
All right, I'll do that because I don't want to pay shipping and handling. So I'll just do that then. So what? Which card is that?
It's gonna go on 9737.
All right. Okay. All right. And how soon can you credit that back?
3 to 5 business days.
Oh boy. Okay. So it won't be till next week now. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate your help. I don't know what happened there. That's just really confusing to me. Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Emma. Thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye now.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.